Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There was a celebration downtown on Michigan Avenue a few days ago that I'm sorry I missed. A happy anniversary at the Art Institute of Chicago. Because I missed it, I'm wishing the Institute a Merry Christmas instead. The 125th Christmas at that magnificent building with those two friendly lions out front. They've been there for 125 years. Before that, the Art Institute was just a design studio on North Dearborn Street, then a small gallery on Adams, until destroyed by the Chicago Fire in 1871, then to Michigan Avenue, and now renowned and revered around the world. Nearly a million square feet, 300,000 beautiful things to see by many of the greatest painters and sculptors during 4,000 years of art history, including Bellini and Botticelli, Rembrandt and Renoir, Monet, Matisse, Magritte, Picasso, Chagall, O'Keeffe, Hopper, Warhol. You name the great ones, you'll find them in a permanent collection or in some 30 special exhibits a year, seen by more than 1.5 million people a year from all around the world, coming not just to see, but to experience. Even sculptures by Michelangelo have been sent by the Vatican to be shown in the Chicago Art Institute. All of that while the Institute is teaching 3,000 undergraduate, graduate, and postgraduate students. And all of that while treating children and seniors to guidance through the galleries. Happy anniversary and Merry Christmas, dear Art Institute. Thank you for being. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.